This is Jim Winger on the 2024 KFRM Harvest Tour. I'm visiting with Ryan Sigman of, Ryan, where are we located right now?
In between Hesse and Marshall.
And is this where you call home?
Yes. We farm on the eastern side, south, or the northeastern part of Kingfisher County and some into Logan County.
And how has the wheat been so far this year?
It's been really good. We've had some 40, on an average that should only have about 30 bushel wheat, made 40. Test weight good. Protein's a little low on some of it. We cut some, just a little 55 acre bottom field that made 73.
Oh my gosh, did that have anything unusual done?
No, it just bottom land and good land and had the rains just right, and it's sure a blessing from last year.
Well, last year we probably don't want to talk about too much.
Well, the wheat end was pretty disappointing, but we harvest quite a little bit of rye and triticale for ourselves and our neighbor, and it turned out pretty deep. It was 25 bushel triticale.
Well, you can't complain about that.
No, I mean, that made it a little easier at the end of harvest to be able to catch something, that the truck just didn't sit there all day. We parked the combines, and we're in the custom hay business too, so we had a lot of round bales and hay to swath and round bales to put up because of wheat and crabgrass on the, and the insurance just zeroed it out. So
what kind of test weights are you talking about this year?
We had some that that smaller the 30 bushel stuff, low protein, was down there in 56, 58, but most of it's been 60, 61, 2, almost 63.
Well, I have heard protein levels all over the place, and it doesn't matter where you go around
here.
Exactly.
Yeah, the protein was, you think we've always had good protein wheat, same wheat as we had 2 years ago, and it was a lot lower. So no rhyme or reason that we could figure.
Now, you haven't had too much wheat pressure, doesn't look like, around here yet.
What's that?
I said the weeds don't look too bad.
Oh, there isn't some that didn't want to spend the money on spraying. But it's not too bad. We lucked out of that rain, and we've been able to do the nasty work first and save the clean wheat and easy cutting for last.
So you didn't get that rain last week?
No, we caught a little bit just east of Hennessy that shut us down for 2 days. We had 4 tenths. We could move 5 miles and go cut, but by the time it dried out and moving, it was kind of a waste of time. So unfortunately, we just had to sit out and wait and work on the hay equipment, get it ready.
Well, when's your hay season start down here?
Well, we put up a lot of wheat hay and triticale hay for, and cut some, swath it down, and they pick it up, cut it for silage. We start there, about a month before harvest, and we don't shut down between the combines and the hay equipment. We got some alfalfa put up. It's on the ground right now. We bale that in the morning and at night.
So have all of the crops been looking pretty good around the Hennessy area?
So far, we've lucked into it, and we had just enough rain that everything looks good.
It was pretty dry before that, wasn't it?
Yeah, there for a long time, when we sowed a lot of this, we waited in this area to sow it till late because we didn't need the pasture. And then we got a beaten rain on it, and then we had to re-sow some of it. So some of this wheat is real good, almost too thick, but it's still making good. So,
well, did you graze any of that?
We cut a little bit that'd been grazed. Rest of it's just not non-grazed, just strictly wheat, grain farmer.
Did that have a bearing on the yields on that?
Yes, it did a little bit, but not much. You got to take in consideration what we can get for the price of gain on the cattle and where we got good fence and good water, we put cattle.
Cattle been pretty good price lately.
Oh, the cattle's extremely well.
So I can understand how that would even out.
Oh, yeah. It makes it a little easier farming and ranching right now, other than when you got to go to the parts store or get fuel,
Well, it seems like things are going pretty well for you. Have you had any lulls other than that one period where you had a couple days off?
Nope, we've been lucky. Just been knick-knack, little things knock us down. One idler pulley goes out. One high-pressure sensor goes out. Just knick-knack stuff, but luckily the John Deere dealership, P&K, has been pretty good and on top of all the parts situation, and we might be down one day at the worst-case scenario and back running by the time the dew gets off.
Well, how long do you think you'll have left on your wheat harvest this year?
Wheat harvest, we're down to just about another 4 days, and then we'll go to rye and triticale. So
maybe by the end of the week, you'll be done with the wheat.
The wheat will be done, yeah, and we'll start in on triticale, and we'll run that. The game plan is to be done by the 4th of July.
Well, that's not a bad plan.
No, we usually try to have everything done by the 4th of July, Lord permitting, you know, and weather, you know, and breakdowns, but this year we've also got a 2 week head start. We're usually not finishing up wheat until the 26th of June.
Well, I'm sure that doesn't bother you to finish early.
No, I would get it out here before the heat shows up. Machines the hands and the wife work a lot better when it's cooler.
Well, I can understand that. Well, thank you. Appreciate your taking time to visit with me.
Yep.
This is Jim Winger reporting.